Welcome back for another episode of the number one Sydney FC podcast in the country, Sky Blue Stories. My sincerest apologies for last week for us not releasing an episode. I know you missed us dearly and having withdrawals, but rest assured we're back this week with plenty of your Sky Blue Stories content about the best team in the A-League, both in the men's and the women's, and we can certainly say that at the moment with the women's, seeing as we're top of the pops at the moment. Michelle, welcome back. Lovely to see your face. Miss Morris.
Glad to be here.
Back from a very chilly, nippy Wellington.
Yeah, it was cold.
Yeah, you certainly got your fix of football, you know. Two birds, one stone for flying over there across the Dutch.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you found it all right getting around?
Yeah, it was great. I did sprain my ankle while I was over there. So that wasn't fun, but we move. It's all right.
Was it as you were dancing up and cheering and a chant, or was it just like
you? I was walking.
You're just walking. Wakehurst Tigers best walking.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah. And so plenty to talk about this evening. Jonathan's joining us momentarily, so you'll hear his dulcet tones in a moment. A lot to talk about despite we had a loss on the weekend. We've had a win on the weekend. One Phoenix rose on the Sunday, but sadly a Phoenix, you know, spoiled our troubles on the Saturday game against the Knucks. Jonathan.
Hello.
Lovely to see your beautiful face.
Sorry, a bit late.
That's all right.
Didn't Phoenix in X-Men like obliterate herself or something?
Yeah, Jean Grey. Yeah, she went
she's
apeshit,
the coolest.
Killed everybody.
Yeah, she was the coolest. So what have I missed? Nice intro, I'm assuming.
Chat GPT. Thank you.
Round the grounds?
We're about to go into around the grounds.
I'm right at the start. Wow.
And speaking of around the grounds, it's got a very A-League women's flavor
That's good.
And kicking off with the dreaded three letters that everyone hates.
Mm, A,
C, and L. Are you okay, Michelle? Anything?
No, not really.
Talk to us.
It was I was there.
Yeah, 14.
I was there when it happened, and it's the thing is, you know when it happens, and the way that she was, I think she knew as well her reaction, and I don't think they showed it on the coverage, but so when they walked her off the field, she sat down on the chairs, but then the stretcher bearers came and she couldn't sit down. She couldn't get down to the ground. So one of her teammates had to come through and hold her as well. So they had two people on either side of her, like helping her get down onto the stretcher. And yeah, it was just, it was quite sad to see. I think everyone kind of knew that was it, that she had done her ACL. And I remember watching it just being like, yeah, that's Kirsty gone for the season. I was like, there's no way that she's going to come back from that. It wasn't like just the way that her leg went out.
It was early on in the game too.
Yeah. Thankfully, like the team was able to kind of put that aside for the moment. But like, yeah, in that moment, you kind of look at it and you're like, yeah, she's gone. She's done.
Yeah.
And the worst thing about an ACL is like, you know, we get that with football and any sport, injuries are part and parcel. You roll an ankle, you pick up a niggle, you get a hammy strain or whatever, and you think a fortnight, a month or two. But the probably the most devastating thing about an ACL is it's a good 12 months.
I think with hers as well, it's...
And she's done it before, hasn't she?
Yeah. In the off season, she had some knee issues that, you know, meant she was out for maybe about a month in the off season. So not too bad. But then also, it's not just an ACL that she's done. She's done a meniscus as well. And I think MCL maybe. So
she's done Julian Barnback.
Yeah. She's pretty much done it all on her knees.
She's all done out of the way at the one time. So
yeah.
She's done a Jules. She's done a Julian Barnback.
Yeah, so she's going to be gone for like a year if we're lucky. Like we'll see her back at some point next season, but I don't think we're going to see her at all next season.
In 2024, yeah.
Who do you replace her with, Mish?
Don't know. Bring back Ellie Green.
Ooh.
Can we do that? Is that allowed?
Why
Why not?
not?
I don't know, like salary cap stuff. I don't know.
Rules.
Quotas. Yeah,
Yeah,
procedure.
but we'll bring her back
Governance.
for next season, as in.
This
Oh,
league
okay.
makes up rules as it goes along, Sean. Like it's
Yeah,
fine.
look at the table.
It's fine.
Look, we probably might see an Abby there or a Margot, but look, did you,
Yeah.
to be honest, I'm not that worried. I'm like worried for Kirstie because she's brilliant and she's like probably my favorite player in the team. But as we're seeing with Nat, you know, that the kind of next player up mentality and girls going away on Asian Cups under 20s, and we still find a way to win games or at least pick up points. And probably with one of our worst injury crises in recent years, we found ourselves in first place. So
True.
you know, with Ante, in Ante we trust. With Charlotte and Jordan and Court and Princess and, you know, and the rest of the gang, Maka, I still feel like we can get the job done. I know our odds might have, what do you call it, Jonathan, widened or
Diminished?
diminished, you know, with the tab
Diminished, maybe?
and Ladbrokes and all those other wonderful betting
None of
apps.
them pay us, so don't mention them.
Yeah. But yeah, so look, I'm quietly confident that the girls can still go on and make something with the season with the last few games left.
Well, there's reinforcements on the way, Sean, with your next item of business. So
Yes, six of them. Avengers assemble.
it really feels like that.
Rojas isn't here, and we're talking about X-Men and Avengers and
The
world's nerdiest
that end of
podcast.
Avengers where they think it's all the women Avengers, like badass ladies and Miss Marvel and I don't know, not Madame Web, but that was terrible. But
Watch
I
it. The Eternals.
don't know, that dived as well. Anyway,
Anyway,
six of them back. Shay, Maddie,
Talia,
Talia, two Dos Santoses and shit, forgot the last one.
Maddie,
Zara.
Zara Krueger.
Zara Kruger. So all six are back. Most of those girls will be back in the starting lineup, what the likes of Shay and Maddie, of course. So, phew, we got them back. None of them play left back, though.
It is good with Kirt No, it is good with Kirstie out. Yeah, to just get some depth back. I think Abby Lemon did a good job. We'll talk about the game, obviously, but I think Abby Lemon did a good job and has done a good job when Kirstie's either been off or suspended or used in other roles. So yeah, but it's great to get those young girls back. And I think all of them, apart from maybe Janaea and Talia, played a role in the Young Matildas' third place in that under 20s Asian Cup. So yeah, fantastic. They got some football, played in some snow.
Yeah.
And you know, they'll be back in time for the Adelaide game, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And
Had a good
then
result
Canberra.
against a good career. And speaking of Matildas and international duties, Court and Jada have been called up to Matilda's squad for next month's friendly against Mexico. It says, Michelle, it says at the end of the regular season. Does that mean
Yeah.
a clash with finals?
Well, I think there's an international break b between the final series. So I think they must have like a 2 weeks off or something. 'Cause I've heard various people talking about it. I think Ante may have mentioned it at one point or someone. But yeah, so there'll be a break and then they will, I guess, reconvene for the finals. But don't know, I don't really want the girls playing in Mexico, well, in the USA, and getting injured. I don't want to risk an injury. So it does make me nervous.
So our last league game is on the 31st of March.
Yeah.
And I think that game's the 10th of April, is it? Quick Google.
Yeah.
Wait, Google's free.
10th
10th of April.
of April. So there's 10 days between our last game and that game. So it must be an international break.
Yeah.
But then, you know, getting back in time, and yeah, that's
Because they're only doing one friendly instead of two.
Yeah, okay.
So they must be flying there for like a week in advance or something, and then
I reckon, don't know if Courtney has to play, does she?
don't know. I don't think
Tony,
so.
Tony
Don't.
G, I think
Well,
Courtney
I'm
can
not.
just sit this one out. She
I think she can too.
doesn't need jet lag. Anyway.
Anyway, let's move on from around the grounds and head over across the ditch. Our intrepid reporter, Michelle Morris, was over there.
Good content, Michelle, by the way. Good
Yeah.
content.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saw that was posted just in time for recording Skyward Stories.
Yep. A
Fantastic.
4-2 win, guys and girls. Court bagging a couple, an own goal with one, and Jordan Thompson getting on the score sheet at the very end just to kind of bring back that 2-goal buffer, because the girls just wanted to concede two before that, just, you know, just for shits and giggles, just to
A
make
bit
it
of a
interesting for the
challenge.
crowd, for those Wellington Phoenix Courtney fans.
How were you feeling, Mish, when it got went back to 3-2 to Logan?
Nervous and annoyed.
Angry.
Yes. I was like, girls, just focus. Just play the game like you were playing in the first half. Why are you making this so difficult for yourselves?
And us.
Yeah.
Did you feel they took their foot off the pedal, even though, you know?
I think they just needed to like kind of relax. I remember saying to Jaso, who I was watching the game with, I was like, they just need to relax, calm down, sort themselves out, because at the moment they're just, I think when they let that second goal in, they kind of got like stressed, and I think they were just like, yeah, okay, we need to chill out for a hot second and play the way that we know we can play.
Well, come the 18th minute, Courtney Vine,
Oofed.
oofed from the corner. Holy shit. I didn't realize that she kind of, like, Audrey respects Courtney. I know she listens. I think. I didn't know she had that in her locker.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that.
Is that rehearsed? Because she was hanging around the edge of the 18, do you reckon?
She unleashed some violence
Yeah. Who hurt
onto
her?
that football. Yeah, someone has hurt her.
The yellow fever. The Foster Crest crew, or whatever they're called.
That's it. That's it. What a strike. What a strike. We never used to be a team that scored from corners, but we seem to be getting that way this season. We're finding a way. And yeah, I don't think there was too many other players on the pitch. Maybe the lady that put the corner through. But there wouldn't be too many other players on the pitch that could finish like that, Sean.
No, definitely not. It was just the, what do you call it? Like a fucking,
Half volley?
yeah. I was on the volley. It was kind of shades of what she almost did. It was a couple of weeks back against Western at Leichhardt down the main gate, where she did that half volley and hit the post. So I'm gonna shades of that. So she's, I'm sure Tony G's watching, and she'll be probably a starter for the girls. Oh, a while away, but now, against Mexico. But anyway, I digress.
No, Sean. No, she's terrible.
No, don't let her go. Call in a bomb threat.
He is bad.
And look, it's this was down as an own goal, and yes, it was. But Mackenzie, please, man, like, you should have put this away. It's a lovely towards half time. It was a lovely near post square ball from Kaylee. She should have put that away for all money, but Jaber, there was an own goal, thankfully, at the end of it.
Was that up your end, Michelle, where you guys were, or?
Yeah, that own goal just looked terrible. Like, it
It
was
went
just a
in.
mess. It was just, yeah,
Every
it just
hey,
went in, and that's okay.
you know what? Courtney's wonder goal and that one, they count for the same. They count the same. But yeah, Maka, you're right, Sean. Maka overran that, didn't she? But gratefully hit the defender and went in.
Courtney's second, though, her brace, I'm a little bit sketchy of. I can't remember it too well. Can you walk me through it, that she scored with her head, which she rarely does? It's following a set piece again.
It was a good header.
Another Maka set piece.
And then we're up
McKen
3-0.
Game over.
Game over. 25 odd minutes to go, just cool and around. Michelle starts to sit down, chill out. Wander off to
She
the
never sits
bar.
down. She never sits down.
No, I was sitting down this game. I was like
Ah,
basically by myself. What am I gonna do?
that's the most fun.
But
That's the most fun you have.
63rd minute. Cox pulls one back for Phoenix. A header that she probably didn't realize where it was going, but maybe Jada could have done better there, but she muscled her way in between Jada and kind of what gets it off the crown of her head or the back of her head and kind of loops it to the towards the back post. So 3-1 just makes it a little bit interesting, but you're probably thinking at that point, Michelle, yeah, maybe a consolation goal. We'll be right.
Yes. I thought it was fine.
This is fine. And then one of the players of the, I was about to say W League, the A League women's season, really, one of the stars, Marianne Speckmeyer, scored an absolute screamer. And Michelle, I have a question for you. Should she play for us next year?
Yeah, why not? If she's not in the All-Star squad, I would be very surprised.
She's had a cracking season. I think we've spoken about her a little bit on here before. Venezuelan, I believe,
Yeah.
background, but played in the US. So maybe Jordan Thompson and Shea, maybe they've got some contacts. But she's been superb, and that goal not only made it 3-2, but it was a wonderful, wonderful finish from Speckmeyer.
Speckmeyer. It's a cool last name.
Speckmeyer.
Becky. The
Becky from Specky.
Speckster, the Speckmeister. And then we restored our 2-goal buffer.
And then the yellow fever started giving it to Courtney.
Yeah,
Yes.
they get fucked, can't. The exact word.
They live to
Picked up on the
regret.
microphone.
They were funny. They were
Sing to
very,
Latrell Mitchell and
very funny.
fuck, fuck, fuck.
They were good. But Courtney was involved in the setup for the goal, but Jordan Thompson with a lovely low sort of, pinpoint finish to make it give the buffer back to 4-2. So Jordan's got a couple of goals this year. That's I think it might be a third strike, actually.
Got
And
one in
just
her
in
debut.
she did, yeah. I think there might have been another one in there where she barreled it in. Can't remember, but Jordan Thompson in the last 6 weeks has probably been one of Sydney's best. I've got to say, she's so confident and assured and in everything she does, like in every action she takes, she just does it so well. And we found another one somehow. With Nat going down in round one and taking 3 or 4 weeks for us to find someone, but Jordan, in my opinion, she's been one of the standout performers in definitely the last 5 or 6 weeks. Not sure if you guys agree.
Yeah, unsung hero. Probably not a lot kind of gets given to your centre backs, and in recent seasons, same with Charlotte. Probably doesn't get the plaudits that they deserve. It's a very unglamorous, unsexy position, centre back. Courtney gets all the, and the printies and whatnot. So,
Where was
look,
Princess, by the way?
sick or
He
something.
had a calf injury,
Calf injury.
and Ante had said that she hadn't trained
Okay.
throughout the week, and so he didn't. She said that she was all right to play from what he said, but she said that
Okay.
she
Bet
well he
she didn't
said that
travel.
that she shouldn't come out and
Okay.
should just kind of take it easy and not worth it wasn't worth risking a more serious injury in
Fair
case
enough.
he's got
For
his eyes
whatever
on the
reason.
finals, and that says a lot about what he thinks of the team, that he's got a lot of faith in them, that they could get the job done. And the mentality of the girls, with no Matildas, no Princess, injuries, Kirstie going down early in the game, but yet they conceded two, but fuck, we scored 4 goals, and we haven't seen many games this season with that kind of amount of goals. So my absolute hats off to the girls. I think just,
Wonderful.
without getting ahead of myself, depending on how the season goes, it could be pretty amazing to do what we hopefully do, despite all the, obstacles that the girls have had to jump over along the way. So top of the pops, we're first.
And yet,
Wow. Wow.
if we finish first, From where we started to where we are now, I can guarantee you Ante still will not win Coach of the
Coach
Year.
of the Year?
This man could win everything this season, and he will not win Coach of the Year.
Not husband. The Mariners coach.
Yeah, Emily
She'll
Husband.
Emily husband. She'll win. She'll win.
Yeah.
Calling it now.
Or it'll
Like,
be what's the face? Cat Smith.
yeah.
Whatever at Wanderers.
I mean, they may as well just give it to
Weston.
Oh, Weston's.
They
Oh, take
may
it
as well
out. No.
just give it to Alex Chidiak. I mean, they gave her a doll and, doll and
Colin
walk
Warren for
for
playing half a
five.
season.
Yeah, so may as well just give it to Alex Chidiak.
Yeah.
Sorry.
R.I.P. Ante.
Not that I'm bitter. Not that I'm bitter.
Surely Courtney Vine wins it this year.
She's, you know what, again, someone who started the season, a bit out of sorts. She's been superb, absolutely superb once more. But it's in our hands, guys. Like, it's in our hands. And not only that, but I don't want to put the mock on us, but we play last and second last in
I
the
know,
next
it makes me
10
nervous.
days, in the next 10 days. So it does make us nervous. But we win those two games and it's ours. So, and like you said, Michelle, you were alluding to there, it would be an absolutely astonishing win. It would be, I think, one of the ones that Ante would be the most proud of, given the hurdles and the challenges that he's had to deal with this year. If we were to get that that Premier's plate,
And can I just say one thing as well
you can say two if you want. Great.
on Ante as a human being? Ante, I had a chat with him after the game, and then me and Jaso were the where the game is outside the city. There was no public transport or anything. We paid $40, $50 for an Uber to get from Wellington to Porirua, wherever the ground is. And we spoke to Ante after the game, just to say congrats and whatnot. The man offered us a lift back on the team bus.
You take it?
We took it. Of course, he took it. But we didn't bring it up or anything. He just asked. He just offered, and that's so cool. Like, that's so awesome that the coach of this team has been like, "You guys good to get back? Do you want to hop on the bus? We'll drop you off in the city," and
That's amazing.
that's cool. Like, says a lot about him, says a lot about the club and the culture. So,
Who did you
nah.
sit next to?
Oh, we sat at the front right next to each other. I didn't get to sit next to the girls. We left them alone.
Nerds,
We left them alone.
nerds. On the
Yeah.
backseat bandits, Ante.
No.
He's the only man I'll ever love, Ante. Good on Ante. And yeah, God, give him, even if we don't win the Premier's plate, give him Coach of the Year, for God's sake.
Give him a
Yeah,
bronze
seriously.
statue outside Suncorp.
Outside Suncorp.
Yeah.
Why not? Why
Why?
not?
Yeah.
That man deserves a statue. The man deserves an award.
Something.
Ante OAM.
Yeah.
Look, but 24 odd hours before that, the fellas had Phoenix as well. Thankfully, it wasn't a doubleheader.
And not in Wellington.
And not in Wellington.
Not in Wellington.
A 2-1 loss with who's fucking scored for us? Mac.
Robbie
Yeah, just
Mack. Robbie
Mac. Yeah, just
Mack.
Mac in the 6th minute early in the game. How did we feel? We lost. First time we've lost in
I will put my
six.
hand up and say I only watched the first half.
That was the better half.
It was, turns out. But I cannot stand watching games of football that are refereed by that man. I'm sorry. I just can't watch it. Like,
El Shafuni,
Fagani.
Shafan, how? El Fagani. Oh, yeah, Ali Reza. He hates us.
He hates
I swear.
football. He hates
Yeah.
fun.
Not
He hates
true.
rules. He hates rules.
He hates a yellow card.
He hates using his whistle until everyone is ready to strangle him to death. And then he loves his whistle. I just, he just,
He lets the game play on too much. Like,
too much,
there's
too
a limit
much.
of how much you can let the game play on.
And I again, like, I'll put my hand up. Like, yeah, a couple of the like VAR was a little bit questionable for the Knicks goals, which I'm sure we'll go through, but like our goal shouldn't have been a goal. Like,
What, Robbie Max?
we fouled in the lead up like badly. I can't remember who it was. Might have been Caceres. that just completely steamrolled someone through the back to win the ball and then passed it off to Mac who scored. It's like, that's not a goal in any league in the world. Like, I just, it was a great finish, wonderful finish, great assist, but it shouldn't have been a goal. There was a foul, like, clear as day in the build up. And no one's talking about that. Like, no one at Sydney FC is talking about that. They're talking about the offsides, but. You know, we were extremely fortunate that that goal was allowed to proceed in the first place and not checked by VAR because, yeah, in my opinion, the you know we fouled the Phoenix defender.
And it almost wasn't a goal on another account with AC letting rip when he should have passed it off to Mac in the first place.
Good in the first half. We were pressing, we were creating, and you know, JCP should have had a goal. That was one that I think we did get ripped. How did you guys see that one?
Shell.
I don't remember.
Yeah, remind me of the draw. I was in a state.
You were in a state. You were in a state.
It was Auckland away, so don't ask me about the men's game.
This was ball into the box. Courtney Perkins, a couple of players hits a couple of players, and he smashed it in from close range. But they said on review that it hit his arm. Handball. Yeah, I don't. That's not. That's a goal. Again, that's a goal in my opinion.
Or
And that would have made it 2-0, but disallowed goal.
do you think it kind of evens itself out with,
I don't think it hit his forearm, it hit his upper arm.
I
It
know
hit
I'm saying,
him
like, do you
up
think
towards the
it evens
shoulder.
itself out? Like, the first goal of ours probably shouldn't have been a goal, and that
Oh, I don't know.
should have been a goal. So, I don't
Yeah,
know,
maybe.
even Steven,
Maybe.
but.
Yeah, but that'd be the one that I'd be talking about. Yeah, just think it was 100% a goal. Very unfortunate for it to get ruled out.
I remember at the game, no one could figure out why they disallowed the goal because everyone
Yeah.
was like, he was onside. And they just, so no one, like, in those moments, like, no one knows. Like, and that's what sucks when you're at the game because, like, you're not listening to commentary. You don't have all the replays and stuff. So,
Just gets
yeah.
wiped off. Yeah. Yeah.
The game was
No,
tough.
so yeah, like I said.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sean. Go.
I was just saying the game was to-ing and fro-ing. It was quite the arm wrestle. Redders was quite big in goals with his interesting choice of headwear. Cool cap, Redders. Costa was quite
I've got that hat.
yeah.
I've
You don't
got that
look as
hat.
good as Redders though.
It's trying to look like.
Trying to look
Oh.
like you.
Oh.
Gabriel nearly scored a goal.
Oh.
That was quite nice for him in the corner, chesting it down, hitting the post. Fast forward the own goal from Hayden with them getting clawing it back to make it 1-1.
Yeah, you guys will have to talk through these because I still haven't seen
Oh,
them.
yeah, I haven't seen it, but look, Barbs was a nice ball out to him, slides the ball across, and if Hayden hadn't slid in to try and make something of it and save it, it would have fallen to the path of I can't remember who was at the back post, but it wasn't a great day in the office for Hayden, unfortunately. And then with the Barbarossa goal at the end with 20 odd minutes to go, Costa gets released, nice run up
So,
flank.
yeah, I think I did see this one. Was this the one that Lacerda absolutely bombed? Just let him run around him, or was that the first one?
No, that
I think that
was
was
the
the
second
Costa
one.
one.
Yeah,
Second
and
one?
look, Costa's got better legs than Gabriel, absolutely, and lost him kind of over behind his shoulder. But he did catch up to him, and then Costa's kind of cut it back inside
Oh,
nicely. But I think it
I
was a bad
heard,
read by him. Like Gabriel had done it,
Yeah, I heard
kind of hold him
Patrick
up.
Swan's like, Daniel McBreen and Patrick Svansvijk absolutely ripped into Lacerda for it.
I was listening to that as well.
Yeah. And then I think someone, I might have heard someone else on another pod. I can't remember who it was, if it was Broski or someone, but yeah, both sort of just, yeah, absolutely basically saying that what Lacerda's game was just not good enough. And, you know, JGR, Jakey should walk straight in if he's not missing this game for international duty. I can't remember, but I think we've probably, you know, there's been a reason that he's been on the bench for the last 4 weeks and not found his way back into the team, I think.
Oh, look, yeah, I think it's quite telling with that he can't make his way back into the team. Even you could argue that with King as well, but that's a separate story. Just Jakey's making that spot his own. I also think with that goal, yeah, Lacerda didn't help. It was the first at fault, but maybe a bad read from Hayden kind of coming in towards the ball. Two men doubling up on him and maybe not trust. Maybe it's a question of not trusting Lacerda to get the job done. And then when Hayden went in towards Costa with Gabriel holding his ground, it then created that space for Costa to cut in and finish really nicely. What's the statute of limitations for a player celebrating after they score against their former team?
I think it's fine for Costa to celebrate, to be honest. It's not like he was really like a notable figure for us, you know, like it's not like him scoring a goal against Melbourne Victory and celebrating, you know, like he's spent a lot more time at Melbourne than he did with us. And like I said, he was never really a notable figure. None of us really cared for him. So celebrate as much as you like, brother. I don't care.
He's also he's having a pretty bloody good renaissance over there for the Knicks. He's having a great season, and you know, I think he's what, sixth or seventh on the all-time goal scoring list, and you know, he's won more championships, I think, or the equal most championships of any player in A-League history. So good on him. Like, you know, he's won comps at Brisbane, Victory, Sydney, and the way the Knicks are going, you know, he could add another one. So good on him. Like Michelle summed up beautifully, I don't think he was ever really loved by many at Sydney FC. Had a couple of standout moments, I must say. Scored a couple of very important goals for us, but he just sort of always had that Melbourne Victory tinged, and you know, a bit like Donaghy, I don't think they were ever really going to be loved by Sky Blues fans. Be interested if people have another opinion, by all means, shout us out on the socials. But yeah, as Michelle said, good on him. Go off, my king.
Do whatever you want. I don't care.
SFCU
We
vote.
had Guy Williams in our bay for some reason.
Yeah, Guy Willie. What?
Guy Williams. You know Guy Williams, the comedian?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, he was doing some content, I suppose, for the Knicks, and he was in our bay. We all just started pushing him and shoving him. And then
Cool.
he. Someone, not me, but someone was apparently punching him in the back the whole time, and he was not enjoying it.
Was that the comment where you said we can't even have our own bay, or
This is
no?
something else,
Okay.
yeah. But it was very funny.
Good. Good. Hopefully playful tapping rather than
I don't know, you'll have to ask someone,
anyway.
this
Anyway.
silly goose of a human being.
But yeah, Shawnee, I think started well. Couple of very tight offsides for both of the, you know, both the runs. But I don't think we can be too disappointed.
Yeah, going over there, pushing the top team, you know, all the way kind of thing. So a loss is always sucks, but I still think we're on track to, you know, make top six and go somewhere deep into the final series, and make a good fist of it. But SFCU votes, Michelle and Jonathan. Maybe Jonathan, you're going to abstain or.
Yeah, I only watched the first half. I thought Redders was pretty good, and I thought again, I thought Cass was moving the ball around really well. But yeah, I'll abstain. I'll let you guys take the point giving.
I'm just gonna say I only remember the first half, or well, barely. So
That when
I
you're
will also abstain.
I was child rearing. You were not child rearing. Let's make this clear. We have different reasons for not giving votes
Away days.
Oh, away days.
away days, indeed. Sean, you're
Look,
the only FSC you
Red is
listen.
three, two for Casetas and one for Robert.
Nice. Did Redders get votes because of his hat?
Yeah. Two of
That
those.
was great. I was so happy to see that.
It's Andrew Redmayne. Yeah, but he's got a new hat.
We'll jump ahead now to
anyway,
the
yes. What do we got coming up this week?
Nothing for the men.
The girls.
Yeah, the girls.
Yeah, the
Yeah,
girls.
the girls.
Yeah, the girls.
Awesome. And it's a huge game. Huge game. Despite being against Adelaide United, Mish, this, like we said earlier, or hinted at earlier at least, very, very important 3 points on the line for Sydney FC.
Huge. We could maybe not win it just yet, but pretty much cement ourselves in a very good spot to look good
We
for that
could, we could.
premiership.
We could mathematically win it though, couldn't we? If
Could
results go
we?
our way, I think if results go our way, we could.
I think if who's second at the moment? Western United?
Yeah, 1 point behind. Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. If we win, but if we win,
If we win, they lose.
yep.
Things could be looking good.
Yeah, we'd need like Western, City, and Mariners to lose. But yeah, mathematically, unless they're playing each other, it's all there. So Adelaide is second last. They've had a pretty, I won't even say pretty, they've had a shocking season.
It's been bad.
Another one. It's sort of like the year before, except no Fiona
Nah, she's ours.
Wirtz. So 4 wins, 3 draws, 13 losses. They've conceded 45 goals. We were having a go at Canberra, Sean, a few weeks ago about how many goals they were conceding. Well, Adelaide's catching up. They're only 1 goal better off than Canberra. So,
Yeah, they
and they've
did lose 4-0 today, Adelaide.
They did. Yes, they did. That should also benefit Sydney FC. The girls probably, oh, they might have gotten a flight back over to Sydney tonight. Possibly. Seeing as the game Sunday, isn't it?
Sunday. I think they would have
Sunday,
gone
so they
home
go home.
4 o'clock.
Yeah, would have gone home for a bit of a break. Yeah,
Which still
so
helps us, I think.
definitely, yeah, any midweek game is gonna help. The fact that it's Sunday again probably guarantees that those young Matildas will be available for selection, I would dare say. I don't think any of them picked up any injury concerns whilst over there. But it would be good, as Sean said, definitely to have Maddie, possibly Shay into the midfield. I thought the not the Phoenix game. Who did we play last week? Was it Western?
Western United.
Western, I thought in the second half our midfield got a little bit overrun. So it'd be good to have some backup there in the troops. Margot Chauvet, we didn't have a pod last week, so we didn't get to talk about it, but that Western United result was fantastic. I thought Margot Chauvet had another fantastic first half in that game, but then second half, I think she got dragged out of position quite a bit. And it showed when Western, clawed their way back into the game somehow with that late goal. But yeah, I'm excited for this one. I'm excited. I'm pumped. I reckon there'll be a big crowd there as well.
I
Yeah,
think so.
big crowd. No guys playing Sunday Arvo, 4 o'clock at Leichhardt. Should be decent weather. Do we see Ante going the way of Abby, jumping in at left back, or keep her on the bench as that like impact kind of player of sorts, or Margot. She's been very good the last 3 4 weeks, whatever she's been starting in the side.
I reckon Abby, if Princess is available as well, I'd probably start Abby back there.
Same.
She's played there a few times this season.
But it's
Same,
a
Michelle.
yeah, I think we need to.
It's a big 8 days as
I think
well.
Margot.
Yeah, sorry, go, Michelle.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I think Margot has been a lot better for us in midfield as opposed to as a defender. So I think you'd probably start Abby in the left back. The lemon.
Lemon. She's had some starts lately, and she got that first goal as well, Abby. So filled with confidence. Unfortunately, the injury to Kirsty meant that, she was dragged into that position once again. But I think even in round one, she might have gone to wing back as well when Nat got injured. I think we might put Kirsty in the centre from memory. That was a long time ago now. But yeah, Abby Lemon, I think, a few fans a bit frustrated with her finishing or lack of, possibly it might have been the Victory game or the City game, where she had a few chances that she could have put away. But
The Derby.
Derby as well. Yeah, yes, Derby as well. Yes. But I think she's had a breakout season for her. She's played a lot more football this year than she has in the last couple. So yeah, back her. Absolutely.
So, if
Cool.
we want to win the Premiership, we need Western Sydney to beat Western United.
Oh.
So that's one. So that's on the weekend. That's this weekend. Western
Okay.
Sydney versus Western United.
Okay.
So it could be huge for us if Western Sydney wins, but I will never support Western Sydney. So
You happy with a draw?
And did I see that Victory are on like draw?
A draw won't help us because then they'll go up to a draw. Ideally, they lose. Ideally, Western Sydney wins. Because all it would mean was that Western Sydney makes the finals, which, like, obviously they want to do. So,
Yeah, they want to print some more shirts.
yeah, but this time for the women's team.
Yeah.
So,
Reckon
if
they
they,
would.
100%,
Good
100%, if they remember that they've got a women's team.
thing, Chrissy will be there. Don't worry.
Yeah. Definitely.
But yeah, basically Western Sydney has to be Western United if we want a real shot at winning the premiership. If we need to rely on other teams, all we need to do is win the next two, three games, and that's it. That's ours.
I'm okay if Wanderers win,
Yeah.
as long as the Jets smash Victory,
Yeah.
and then the Jets can win in the last round and knock Wanderers out of the finals.
Hilarious if that happens.
Is that a deal?
Yeah, that's a deal.
All right, done. Serena Bolden, just 4 more goals in each game, please.
Serena Bolden hat
And
trick for every game.
do you know what the crazy thing is? It's not beyond her.
Seriously.
It's not beyond her. All right. So it's highly, highly, highly unlikely that it'll be wrapped up this weekend. There's too many results that need to go our way there. But get along on Sunday before a trip down to Canberra to see the girls on Wednesday.
And then a trip back
Hell
to
yeah, I'll be there.
and then Melbourne Victory. Three games in 8 days.
NPL lost 5-2.
Absolutely, yeah. Lost against the Wanderers, Derby. That's three Derby losses in a row, but they've got Marconi.
Apparently, we've got Marconi. Ooh, that'll be a bit of a tough game too. Apparently, Sydney is red and black because they won the NPL derby. Apparently. Had a
Anything
bit
they
of
could
a
hang their hat on. Two of our three teams had beat theirs.
yeah, in capitals too. I
Yeah.
just yeah, I giggled at that, but anyway. Let's wrap it up before either of our internets get stuffed because very windy in Sydney at the moment. So, Sean, did you say you've got a quiz prepared?
Yeah, for Michelle, I figured
Michelle loves these.
she's failed
Clearly.
last two times when I've given something for her for Who's That Sydney FC player, and she's got a third and final chance to make up for it. Otherwise,
Final.
yeah, final.
The final chance. You're not getting any
Otherwise, her
more.
super fan license is going to be revoked.
Ooh.
I just came back from New Zealand.
Yeah, two. She went to two cities in another foreign country.
Yeah, there's a video on it on my Instagram, Michelle Morris
Oh,
TV.
shameless plug. All right.
Everyone should like it.
Nobody's
Now,
gonna like my video.
if you don't get this one, Jonathan will probably get it within the first.
oh, so much pressure.
There's so many. I might be here till next week reading them all through. But are you ready, Michelle?
Ooh.
That many clubs?
Yeah.
Jesus, all right.
All right. So if you get it, Michelle, just pop it into the chat. That way.
Lady or man?
Oh, it's a female, lady.
Okay.
Previously W League. Now the first three I'm going to read out don't actually have appearances amounts next to them, but I'll read them out
It
nonetheless.
Caitlin Ford?
Adelaide sensation.
Oh.
What the hell is that?
Adelaide sensation.
That's a oxymoron.
yes.
All right,
West.
so that's
That's
old. That's Ennis, like
NSL. Yeah.
pre-W League.
It's in black and white. Western Waves.
Okay.
What? Where even is that?
Perth, maybe? Is that a Perth team? Maybe.
Doncaster Rovers Bells.
I feel like I know who it is.
AIK.
Yeah, I feel like I know who it is. Have they got three initials, Sean?
I can't confirm or deny that. Don't want to give too much to Michelle. Perth Glory. Washington Freedom.
The hell is this?
And then she went back to Perth. And then she went to Brisbane. And then
Oh,
some
well, I've looked at the
random.
chat.
Don't look at the chat. That was just for Sean. That was just for Sean.
Maybe you should not change it. You should change a
I
thing to.
might be wrong. It might be wrong.
All right, keep going.
Magic Jack. That's not a
Magic
real team.
Jack.
But that's what it says.
Is that a football team or is that some other profession?
American professional soccer club based in Boca Raton, Florida. That's Boca Raton's where old people go to die. Like that's retirement. But anyway, Newcastle Jets.
Oh, maybe it's not who I thought it was.
Ling Ko Ping.
China?
Back to Perth. No, that's actually like Nordic.
Oh, sorry. Okay, your
Ling Ko
pronunciation
Ping.
threw
Yeah.
me off a bit.
Oh, I know that team. Yeah.
Perth Glory again. And then Sky Blue SC.
She still hasn't played for Sydney FC.
Melbourne Victory. She's getting up the frequent flyer miles.
Oh my God.
Boston Breakers. Washington Spirit. Back to Melbourne Victory. Then to Melbourne City. Then a very short stint with North Shore Mariners. Orlando Pride. Canberra United.
My God.
South Melbourne. And this next team is where she's had the most appearances, a massive 24 appearances for Sydney FC. And then she went to Fiorentina.
Oh, it has to be then who Jonathan's already written in the chat.
Melbourne Victory. And then lastly, Perth Glory.
Doesn't even mention Apia Leichhardt in there.
150 times for Australia.
Yeah, because she didn't play for Apia.
Oh, she signed with them though, didn't
She
she?
signed with them, but she didn't play for them.
Ah, I thought she played one game.
And
Oh,
Michelle?
she could have actually.
Who is
Is
it?
it Lisa? Lisa Devanna?
Yeah, good on you.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You can keep your super fan handle.
Magic Jack. That is
Magic
my
Jack, that's not a real
favorite
team.
one. Boca. Is that Boca? Is that what they say, Sean? Boca?
Boca Raton,
Oh,
Florida.
God.
Women's professional for one seat. It only existed for one season until legal challenges caused the team
Oh.
owner to be banned from the WPS, which folded in
God.
2012 anyway.
Wow.
It
Embarrassing.
lasted a season.
Wow.
Good time.
When she was at, I'm pretty sure it was at City. was where she had her big falling out with Joe Montemurro. It could have been Victory. Now they hate each other. It's funny.
Is that why she went to play for Fiorentina so she could try and beat Juventus single-handedly?
Oh, he was at Arsenal at that point.
There you go.
Yeah.
God, Lisa, a player that you hated to play against, but loved
they got
when
matched
she
up in Champions League.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
There you go. Sorry, I didn't mean to give that away to Michelle early. I was trying to subtly.
Quietly confident she would have gotten it.
Definitely would.
When you went from like Melbourne to City to Sydney to like Fiorentina, the Fiorentina is what gave it away, really.
So that was about the 20th one down the list.
Yeah. Well, I don't know half of the teams that were named before.
Magic Jack.
So she played for seven of the original. Oh no, City weren't an original.
I didn't even know that she played for
A-League
Newcastle.
Women's club. Yeah, but seven A-League Women's team. So she'd be a Griddle champion if Griddle did A-League Women's.
Or Canberra. I didn't realize she played for Canberra.
Yeah. Yeah, well, remember she had that celebration in front of Raylene Dower, was it?
Ray Dower,
because obviously something happened at Canberra, and then she scored against them for Sydney, and she went over and celebrated right in front of her. There was a bit of a to-do after it.
Rose and I went to go watch a game, Mariners. No, what was it? Yeah, it was a game in the Central Coast for some reason, and then Lisa Devanna, I think it was Glory versus Wanderers. It might have been during COVID. And then, like, she just walks off the field into the stands and just is, like, sitting, talking with, like, family and friends. I was like, bro, I don't think you're allowed to, like, this isn't, like, Sunday league. Like, you kind of have to be on the field.
LDV does what she wants.
She does.
She does whatever
she did.
Wants.
She still does. But,
let's
hey.
Not forget what she said to Savannah McCaskill.
Oh, I don't know this story. You might have to share.
What on the broadcast? You can hear her like yell at Savannah McCaskill from the sideline. She's like, "Shut the fuck up, you fat bitch!"
Wow, was that during the grand final victory or?
No, it was. There's a video of it. You can find it on YouTube. But yeah, like she full on yelled at her.
I loved Savannah McCaskill, so bad, Lisa, yeah. Bad. But a championship winner at Sydney FC, so. Very well done. All right. Thanks, Sean. That was good. That was good. Bit of editing. Sorry if there's a few jumps in the pod today as you're listening.
Windy and San Susie.
Bit of wind around the place. So we've had a couple of stop starts. But, guys, thank you for jumping on. Apologies for my tardiness. And I guess we better come back next week and hopefully talk about actually, we've got the women's game on the Wednesday. So we'll see. We'll have a see who's available next week to jump on a pod and yeah, we'll go from there. Sound like a plan?
Sounds like a plan.
Thanks. Happy days. Thanks, guys. And thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you all very soon.